What's up, everybody? Happy Thursday! How's everybody doing today? Hopefully you're doing good and you can't complain. Listen to my car. You hear that squeaking? Yeah, this is the definition of a hoopty, my friends. It is a hoopty. And by the way, okay, I think once guys have like girlfriends or wives or fiancés or boyfriends, whatever, you know, they don't care what they drive. And honestly, if you care what you drive before you get girlfriends, if you think what you drive matters in the way of finding a girl, then the girls that you find are not the ones that you end up with. Trust me on that one. Or maybe I'm just saying this to make myself feel better about driving a 2004 Hyundai when, you know, I'm renting a place and paying a mortgage and, I'm paying all these bills, you know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe I'm just self-soothing. He's self-soothing. Just let it happen. Oh, man. I saw something on the news today that made me freaking laugh my ass off. The Biden administration is hiring new pollsters. They don't like the way the polls are turning out, so they're hiring new ones. Oh, you mean the ones you can manipulate to say what you want them to say? So you can be like, look what this poll says. Oh, these people that you hired because you didn't like the old ones? The ones that are not biased? The ones that in the history of time have, you know, pretty much let you know and the world know that people are mostly leaning towards the Democratic Party in America, and now they're leaning towards the Republican Party in America? Those polls? What a fucking joke. This guy is a joke. Okay? They only use you every 2 years. Every 2 years. Oh my God. I hate work. I'm on fucking phones. I don't want to fucking be on phones. I shouldn't be on phones. I should have taken another week off just to like compose myself and get better. But it's fucking stupid. I don't know. Like, if anybody yells at you at work, this isn't happening to me, not yet, because I'll fucking tear the place down. But if anybody fucking tells you at work that you're not doing your job the right way when you're trying to, but you don't have the manpower, yeah, they could go fuck themselves. Okay? You hear all those dings and fucking notifications? That's my phone blowing up with emails and what's going on here and what fucking read. Shut the fuck up. I'm driving. I can't answer these right now. Fucking aggravating. What a dumbass job. Fuck. It's not a dumbass job. It's just fucking annoying. They put too much on your fucking plate, and when things don't happen the right way, it's not your fault. It's not your fault. It's because your company isn't fucking, you know, prepared. You'll see that shit happen all the time. You'll see higher-ups be like, what happened here? What is going on here? How is this possible? Why did you let this happen? And I'd be like, first of all, bitch, you need to lower your tone. Okay? You need me more than I need you. Okay? You need to fucking pump your brakes. All right? If I leave here, you're fucked. And I'll have a job in 5 seconds upon leaving this fucking place. Oh, my God. Just shut the fuck up, phone. Anyway, let's go back to Biden being a fucking loser. Democrats only need you only every 2 years. Every 2 years, they'll placate and they'll say things. And they'll be like, okay, we need to do this. And we need to do this for our country and hope and change. And yes, we can. And shut the fuck up. So 2 years ago, it was the midterms, right? And gas prices were through the fucking roof. Inflation was really bad. We weren't, you know, we weren't self-sufficient in the ways of energy anymore. So Joe Biden went into the petroleum reserves that we use for our military, by the way. And he opened up our petroleum reserves to lower the cost of gasoline right before an election and took credit for it. So now we have empty petroleum reserves. We have no oil reserves. None. It's fucking emptied out. And the Biden administration's Department of Energy was supposed to refill the oil reserves this year. That was the deal upon emptying the motherfucker 2 years ago. And it's still not going to be filled. They're not going to do it. You know why? Because it's too expensive. You know why? Because we're no longer self-sufficient. You know why? Because Joe Biden shut everything down. You know why? Because he's placating to the climate change idiots. You know why? No one knows why. No one knows why. So now we don't have any freaking oil in our reserves. None. Zero. Zilch. Gas is going to go back up. Gas is going to stay expensive. We're going to keep paying fucking Iran billions of dollars so they could use our money to send to Hezbollah, the Houthis, and Hamas to attack ourselves and our allies. And then we're going to ask the Saudis for gas. Well, what the... OPEC, by the way. Oil production exporting countries or something is what OPEC is. This administration is an absolute sham show. Absolute sham show. I'm giving you facts on what Joe Biden has done. What he has done that has brought the world to turmoil. And it has brought the world to turmoil. Joe Biden is quite possibly the singular variable as to why the world is the way it is right now. Because he is a coward. His administration is pathetic. Peter Ducey, the Deuce, asked Karine Jean-Pierre, the world's most idiotic, worst press secretary of all time. I can't say that, though, because if I say that, I'm a misogynistic racist. Because she's the first immigrant person of color lesbian that happens to be press secretary. Like, that's a flex. See, this is what DEI gets you, okay? You hire people because of race, religion, gender, or sexual preference. Okay? And not because they're capable of doing the job. But you're still gonna fucking elect old white men to the office. You know what I mean? You know where the power lies. You guys get it. Anyway, Peter Ducey's like, so what's going on with the oil reserves? Why did you bleed them dry and not refill them? And then Karine Jean-Pierre, who is the press secretary for the Biden administration, said, oh, I'm going to have to refer you to the Department of Energy. Fuck off. You don't have the answer? You know the answer. It's because you fucked up. Now, it's an election season again, like I said, every 2 years. And they're hiring new pollsters because they don't like the way the polls are going. I got a poll for you. P-O-L-E. Stick it up your ass. Oh my God. These people are insane. These people are insane. So find happiness where you can, delinquents. Find that second income where you can. That second source of income where you can. You know? Start a little mini business from your house making t-shirts or hats. You know, make chocolate. Maybe I'll start making salsa and shipping that shit out. I don't know. Maybe I'll do it. Because I make some pretty good salsa. I also make some bomb-ass Arnold Palmer. I do. I could do these things, but I'm overwhelmingly stocked already. Not with lemonade and Arnold Palmer, but with, like, what's on my plate. That's just me making excuses. I shouldn't be making excuses. You're capable of doing whatever the fuck you're capable of doing. You're definitely capable of doing more than you're doing now. I am, but I'm just not doing it. I do not want to stress my body out. I want to get back to fucking 100%, and then I'm going to grind like you have never seen me grind before. I don't see nothing wrong with a little loving grind. Not that kind of grind, but the work grind, you know? Burning the midnight oil, so to speak. You guys know what I'm saying? Work, 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 work. Oh, man. P. Diddy, there's a lot of footage coming out about P. Diddy. you know, partying with Maxine Waters, who funded his, like, television network or something. And he's hanging out with Barack Obama. He's hanging out with LeBron James. You get it? You get it now? You get it now? These are the higher-ups. These are the corrupt politicians. These might be people that you have voted for, but if you dig a little deeper and listen to what they say about why they don't like Donald Trump or Republicans or MAGA, they give you no reasoning behind it. They'll say, oh, they're fascists. No proof. Oh, they're like Nazis. No proof. Oh, he's indicted with 91 indictments. That's true. But look at the timing of it. Read a little deeper. Why is he indicted? And why is he indicted the year before an election? Because they want him to be indicted so he won't be on the ballot. So they could say that he's a felon. Because there are people out there that believe anything that comes out of a biased court. And if you don't think that the court in New York is biased with this hush money trial, and by the way, it's not fucking hush money. It was a non-disclosure agreement that she violated. Okay? She signed a non-disclosure agreement. She was, I don't know if she was paid to sign it or what the arrangement was there, but she violated it. She broke the law. And now this judge is like, you're not allowed to talk about it. I'm putting a gag order on you. You can't open your mouth. The only reason that the judge doesn't want Trump to open his mouth about the judge is because the judge donates to the Biden campaign. The judge has a daughter that works in, like, campaign finance, and she's making millions of dollars because of this for her daddy, who's the biased judge, and that's why he's gag ordered. It has nothing to do with the case. They just don't want the world to know that the judge is a Biden, you know, he donates to the Biden campaign. His daughter works in campaign finance for him and Biden and collects millions of dollars for both of them. Don't you think that's a conflict of interest, maybe? Possibly? Kind of, sort of? This is a witch hunt of the highest order. And if you think that I'm just a MAGA cult Republican and I'm drinking the Kool-Aid and blah, 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 I like Tulsi Gabbard. I like RFK Jr. I like Joe Manchin. I like Kristen Sinema. These are all Democrats. All former Democrats. Okay? All of them. You know who doesn't like these former Democrats? The Democratic Party. Because once you go against them, once you betray their freaking hive mind thought process narrative, then you're outcast. If you don't believe what they say, you're outcast. You're part of the MAGA cult. There's nobody in the Democratic side that will look at a Republican and be like, they make some good points. I agree. There might be something there. Republicans do that. Look at me. I am a conservative constitutionalist. Okay? I appreciate moderate Democrats. I do. Like I said, I just named four off the top of my head. Tulsi Gabbard, Joe Manchin, Kristen Sinema, and RFK Jr. All used to be all Democrats. All donated to the Democratic Party, voted for Joe Biden, and then they realized that the Democratic Party has gone too far left. Republicans accept them. Republicans admire the fact that they took this step to walk away from the Democratic Party like hundreds of thousands of other people have. The Democrats don't look at them as like, oh, maybe they got a point. Oh, maybe we should hear what they have to say. They just think straight up they're the enemy. They're the enemy. They're the problem. We got to get rid of them. Down with the Democratic Party. I mean, down with the Republican Party or whatever. Or down with anybody that disagrees. They're terrified of RFK Jr. because he's running against Joe Biden. They think they're going to take more votes from Joe Biden. Because some Democrats are going to be like, RFK, I appreciate it. Moderate Democrats The moderate Democrats are actually like right of center now. Elon Musk, Joe Rogan, Bill Maher, Michael Rappaport, the guy who used to say fucking the most hateful things about Trump every day on Twitter, is like, you know what, I'm going to vote for Trump because he's better than Biden. Biden is an animal. Biden is a fucking idiot on a leash. Yeah. That's what's going on. I mean, I know nobody wants to watch the news because it's all bad all the time, but we need to pay attention. We need to pay attention to corrupt politicians like this mayor out of Dalton City, Illinois. She's taking money from her campaign, using it for herself. She's buying exotic trips. She's stealing money from her staff. She's stealing money from, like, fundraisers. She's the most corrupt mayor in America. Just Google it. Most corrupt mayor in America, and you'll see this chick from Dalton, Illinois. But you're not allowed to say that, because she happens to be a person of color. Just because you're a person of color doesn't mean you can't be fucking evil. Alvin Bragg, Letitia James, Fannie Willis, the Dalton mayor from Illinois. This is a joke. This whole fucking thing is a joke. And you want to talk about election denial? Refusing to accept the results of an election? Not only did Democrats do that in 2000, 2004, and 2016, but they're going to do it in 2024, like you have never seen. And when we say, oh, well, look what happened in 2020, right? We denied it then, but that was wrong, and now you're denying it now? Every time a Republican wins, every time a Republican wins, Democrats freak the fuck out. It's not real. I can't certify the election. Don't certify the election. He's a Russian plant. He's a Manchurian candidate. He's a fascist. None of these things are true. None of these things are true. So if Trump wins in 2024, the world's going to melt. There's going to be craziness going on. And the first couple weeks after he gets elected, or at least until he's inaugurated on January 20th, the world's got to fucking melt. But to get the world right again, we're going to see fucking discipline. We're going to see more cops. They're going to have more power. They're going to be protected. They're going to be supplied. And we are going to export all this delusionary bullshit from these fucking crazy people. That's all I got to say about that. And I'll see you guys next time. Love you. Bye.